Coming up next is The Rockin' Chair with DJ Franny McGuire. The opinions expressed here are those of my own or of my guests and may not reflect those of Bandon Community Radio. And hello, Radio Land. This is DJ Franny McGuire, and I am broadcasting from KBOG 97.9 FM in Bandon, Oregon. Today we have a theme. It is USA state names in song, titles, lyrics, or band names. So tune in to hear an Americana playlist and state mottos. Now, who knew we had state mottos? I may have known at one time, maybe when I took Indiana history in 7th or 8th grade, but I had forgotten there were state mottos, so it was fun to relate mottos to the states and to find songs that represent the states in the United States. I didn't go into the territories or District of Columbia. My bad. So, welcome. And I want to actually start with a shout out to the Wizard's friend Ray. Last week I messed up the recording at the beginning of the program and had done a shout out to Ray in, I think it's Coquille and Fairview, a fan of the show, KBOG 97.9 FM, Bandon Community Radio, and she sent reversible masks, I believe they're handmade, for the DJs of KBOG. So it's Chip Casson, who does Cognitive Decline on Sundays from 2 to 3, and Eric Kalari, who does the Car Psychic on Sundays from 3 to 4. So, and myself, DJ Franny McGuire. So a shout out to Ray, R-A-E, and thank you. So good. I'm pretty sure it's recording. I'll check when I play the first song. Yes, this is live radio, so we wing it sometimes, which I'm doing right now. But as I said, today's theme is USA state names in song titles, lyrics, or band names. So if you'd like to ever suggest a show theme, you may do so on the website for KBOG, which is kbog.org, kbog.org, and the message would be relayed to one of the three DJs, hopefully me. Anyway, so my roots are Indiana, so I must do a shout out to my own Hoosier roots, the state of Indiana, and play a version of Back Home Again, Indiana that I had never heard before, and it's by Zach Dubois. And I'm going to do a shout out to my first love in Indiana, Bill Pochran. So here is Back Home Again, Indiana, Zach Dubois.
Driving through these old rolling hills to the closest place to heaven I know. Heading north through Kentucky to the only place I'll ever call. of soybeans, small family farms, kids playing basketball, hoop on a red barn. To heaven I know.
It's definitely live radio. I started the song over again unintentionally. Blooper reel coming up. So today's theme on KBOG 97.9 FM Bandon Community Radio. And by the way, we are beaming out to you on Dark Coast Radio from enchanting Bandon Heights in charming and disarming Bandon, Oregon, which has the most beautiful beaches on the Oregon coast. Yes, I am biased, and that's okay. So our theme today, or my theme, the show's theme, is USA state names in song titles, lyrics, or band names, and the accompanying motto of the state. So I just did the Indiana song, Back Home Again, by Zach Dubois. And the Indiana state motto is the Crossroads of America. And a little bit about state mottos. State mottos may be said to reflect the character and beliefs of the citizens of the state, or more accurately, the citizens of the state when the mottos were adopted. State mottos can help us gain insight into the history of a state. And for some reason, most of them are in Latin. And I will at times attempt to read the Latin. I took 2 years of it in high school, but I mean, we're talking, what was it, 9th and 10th grades? So, that's been a long time. Domi no cestiest redire domum. I'm not quite sure what that means, but that's the only phrase I remember from Latin besides e pluribus unum on our seal or on our coins. Anyway, I digress. So most of the United States, 50 states, have a state motto, as do the District of Columbia and 3 U.S. territories. A motto is a phrase intended to formally describe the general motivation or intention of an organization, which can include a state. State mottos can be sometimes found on state seals or state flags. So a little more about the Indiana state motto, the Crossroads of America. The year was 1937, and the motto certainly suggests that the intersecting of important roads, railroads, and waterways of the nation occurs within the boundaries of the state of Indiana. Oops, that's my dog. I'm going to rattle something so he doesn't go off on a, not coughing, but barking tangent. Yeah, rattling something with like little pebbles in it usually helps. It gets their minds off of what they were barking about. So, indeed, Indiana was the crossroads of America in 1937. The second state today is Georgia, and the song representing Georgia is Last Train to Georgia by the Union Drifters.
Just takes me back into those days. So I will light another smoke and wish the world away. Cause when I hear that whistle blow, means I'll be coming home tonight.
You are listening to KBOG 97.9 FM with the theme of state songs in song titles, song lyrics, or the band names are sometimes named after the states in the USA. And before I get into Georgia's state motto, I would like to remind you all, as I was reminded, that October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. And I am sitting here in the KBOG studio with my shelter dog that I've had just over 2 months. I got him Sir Henry. I added the Sir later, and sometimes I even call him Hank. But Sir Henry is a three-year-old shelter dog. He had been abandoned, and the Brookings Humane Shelter, or Humane Society, harbored him until he became my forever pet. And he has a forever home. One of the good things that you all might not know, and I don't know if it's true of all shelters, but the Brookings Humane Society gave an option of a one-month trial period, because some people, well, people have chemistry with lovers, with friends, and with pets. And a month would be long enough to establish knowing if you have chemistry with a pet. So within a week, well, within 3 days, I knew Henry was my forever dog. So just throwing that out there in case some people might have a little hesitation about adopting, like, what if it's not a fit in my household? Well, be sure to ask if there is a trial period. So getting back to the state of Georgia's motto, it is wisdom, justice, and moderation. And if some state comments are shorter than others, it's due to the pacing of the show. It's a mere hour that I have, and I get to do that because I produce my show as well as think of themes and things like that. So the next state is a band name, Kansas. And I thought the title was Carry On My Wayward Son, but according to Spotify, it's Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. Here we go.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more. We'll
get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher.
Was Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas, and we're not in Kansas anymore except to do the motto. So the motto of the state of Kansas is, and I'm not going to say the Latin, it's translated from the Latin, means to the stars through difficulties. That sounds a little grim, however, but hey, who am I to say? Okay, I will say it in Latin because it's kind of interesting that they're was a fairly recent movie starring Brad Pitt. The Latin motto is Ad Astra Per Aspera. So Ad Astra was a recent, fairly recent Brad Pitt movie. The next state is Alabama. Alabama is represented by the song Dixieland Delight.
Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland tonight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dubbing on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh, so right, my Dixieland delight. Munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh, so right.
Didn't mean to do that. Started the song again. Blooper. So that was Dixieland Delight, almost twice, by the band Alabama. So this time Alabama represented the artist, not the lyric or the title of the song. The Alabama motto, state motto, is "We dare maintain our rights," or "We dare defend our rights," depending on which Latin translation you choose. And it's the Latin phrases on the state coat of arms completed in 1923. So if this were a visual show, I would do a show on coat of arms. But it's not. So we will move on to the next. This is fun because the name of the song is Colorado and the name of the band is Florida Georgia Line. So, and they mentioned Tennessee in it too. So we will do those mottos after the song. The song title again is Colorado by Florida Georgia Line.
Well, I got friends from Colorado. I got friends from Tennessee. So I got something.
Smokies on a Rocky Mountain high. Made the plans, booked the day, spent the money too. Nothing sweet about a paid for honeymoon. $1 million view to see, but she wants as I do. Turn right in, I don't. So I'm chilling in a cabin at the tip top, looking at a holler full of hemlocks. No cars, no bars on my phone. Just when you think I'm all alone, I got friends from Colorado.
Well, we already did Georgia, so I will launch into the Colorado state motto. It consists of the Latin words that mean nothing without providence or nothing without the deity, depending on which translation you choose. We already did Georgia motto. The Florida state motto is In God We Trust. Doesn't that sound familiar? And that was adopted by the Florida legislature as part of the state seal in 1868. This is also the motto of the United States and is a slight variation on Florida's first state motto, In God Is Our Trust, In 2006, In God We Trust was officially designated by statute as Florida's motto. And I do find it interesting that the mottos weren't quote-unquote invented or drafted when the states became states. So that's kind of interesting that this was as recent as 2006. Tennessee was mentioned in the lyrics, so we'll do the Tennessee state motto, which is Agriculture and Commerce, which was taken from the wording used on the state seal. The motto was officially adopted in 1987. Our next state is the state of Michigan. And the song is Especially in Michigan by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Especially in Michigan.
Especially in Michigan, by the Red Hot Chili Peppers on KBOG 97.9 FM. The motto for Michigan, in my opinion, is the longest in word-wise, but I'm not going to say the Latin words. But translated, it is, if you seek a pleasant peninsula, look around you. Yay, Michigan. And the popular name, as many people know, is the Wolverine State. Wolverines are pretty vicious, but hey, I guess they're fierce in when it comes to the competition of sports. There you go. So our next state is Hawaii. Now, this will be a memory flogger. It's the Ventures, the theme, TV theme from Hawaii Five-O. Many of you remember that one. I did. So Hawaii, the Hawaiian phrase is even harder than Latin to pronounce, in my opinion. I'm going to do a shout out to my best friend, Tisha, one of my best friends. And she lives in Minnesota, but grew up part of the time in Hawaii. And I'm sure she could say the phrase, but I'm going to translate it. The Hawaiian state motto is, the life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness. And it's a well-known Hawaiian phrase, which was adopted in 1959 as the motto of the state of Hawaii. Our next state is Texas. And if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. Alabama.
If you're going to play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Ha ha, Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step. You say you want a do-si-do.
Well, here's your fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not our Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for Lady Love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not far.
That was representing the state of Texas. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. This is KBOG 97.9 FM, DJ Franny McGuire doing a state theme for this program. The motto for Texas is friendship, and it was adopted as the Texas state motto in 1930. The model was most likely chosen because the name of Texas, or Tejas, T-E-J-A-S, was the Spanish pronunciation of the local Native American tribe's word meaning friends or allies. Many believe Remember the Alamo is Texas state motto, and they would be incorrect. Our next state, two states are Oregon, yay Oregon, and the state of Maine. The song is Portland, Maine by Tim McGraw.
I don't wanna be talking on the phone every night. 6 p.m. which time's on yours or mine? Ain't gonna worry where you are, who you with. Let's just agree, this is it. Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. Your bags in the car, keep it running. I won't pretend that I won't miss this. But Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. And I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. Trouble somewhere down the lane. This kind of town you just leave behind. And you don't know yet that you won't come back. I ain't going nowhere, you know that. Portland, Maine. I'll keep it running. I won't pretend that I won't miss this. But Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. And you can go ahead and hate me, that's just fine. It doesn't matter either way, I'm right.
That song was Portland, Maine by Tim McGraw on KBOG 97.9 FM. And since it's a stretch, but Portland is also a city in Oregon, as we all know who live here, or as we all know, pretty much, in general. So I'm going to do the state mottos for both Oregon and Maine. I wonder how many Oregonians know what the state motto is for Oregon. It is, she flies with her own wings. So I'm going to be more gender neutral and just say, we fly with our own wings. How's that? Not that I can have any influence in modifying the state motto. But it was adopted by the 1987 legislature as the Oregon state motto. The phrase originated with Judge Jesse Quinn Thornton and was pictured on the territorial seal in Latin. The motto for Maine has a translation from the Latin as I direct or I lead. The Latin motto appears on Maine's coat of arms, which is featured on both the state seal and the state flag. So California is the last state we have time for today, because this show is followed by Cognitive Decline with Chip Kasson, who's sitting across from me now. So I'll discuss the state motto first, so the program can be ended on a trifecta musical note to prepare the mic to be taken over by Chip. And the state motto of California has a background as far back as Archimedes. The famed Greek mathematician is said to have exclaimed, "Eureka!" when, after long study, he discovered a method of determining the purity of gold. In 1957, attempts were made to establish "In God We Trust" as the California state motto, but "Eureka!" was made the official state motto in 1963, as early as 1963. So you've been listening to KBOG 97.9 FM. This is DJ Franny McGuire saying keep on rocking now, with the Beach Boys singing California Girls, back to back with California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas, back to back with Hotel California by the Eagles. Thank you all for listening. Good day, as someone used to say, somebody famous used to end their program, good day, only with a little rasp in their voice. On October 11th, my show is going to be One Hit Wonders in the 50s and 60s. On the 18th of October, Christine from Big Wheel General Store and Fudge Factory in Bandon will be here as my guest, co-host. And on 10/25, Doggy Dates with Jen. It'll be tips on dog training. So here is the trifecta of California songs.